America Weekend, Weekend.
Carl, what is wrong with people who think that their space in an airplane is sacred and inviolate? You know, in the last few weeks, there have been a number of reports of violence and discourteous behavior on board aircraft that's caused a major inconvenience for all the other passengers. To me, the passengers, we got to get with it. If the seat in front of you reclines, then it's going to recline. It's tough if it limits your tray and seat space. It's the airline's fault, not the passenger in front of you. Don't take it out on that individual. You know, the airlines have divided seat space to a disrespectful small for one reason. And you know what that reason is?
I have no idea. I'm afraid to even ask.
Come on, to make money.
Make money.
The more seats, the more people, the more money. Now, so don't blame the person in front of you. You know, get with it. Criticize the airlines. Tell them what you want. Tell them you're willing to pay the extra $10 to have more space.
I have a better way.
Okay, what's that?
Fly first class.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because I don't
Good
fly.
Good luck.
I don't fly. I do not fly any longer back in the area we now define as coach. I just don't. When I don't have to, I simply no longer do that. Because I cannot do that. And I can tell you, I'm very...
Yeah, but most people, Carl, cannot afford
to
pay the prices of first, which is exorbitant to begin with.
It is absolutely exorbitant. It's ridiculous.
I mean, and what do you get? You get a drink and a meal that's been in microwave.
The seats are so much wider, and the legroom is just there. I love the space. I really do. And I mean that sincerely.
Well, I think everybody who ever has flown would love to have that space.
Yes, and I believe after 650 or 60 some odd thousand miles over all these years, which qualifies me for the Million Mile Club, thank you very much, I've earned that.
I'm glad you said Million Mile Club,
yes,
not Mile High Club.
No, I'm pretty much mile high when I'm up there, too. Just keep passing them down. Would you like something to drink? But of course, my dear. Anyway, and it's always my dear.
What if it's a guy?
I say my dear anyway.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that's another story for another time. Remember, I'm born and raised in Greenwich Village. That gets us off to a whole different area. However, the point is, I realize sometimes I've got to fly back there. And it has of the last 10 years, it has gotten worse, to your point, and worse and worse. And they have seats now that not even regularly sized people can get in. I'm not that heavy. I've seen these poor, large sized people. I feel very sorry for them.
Stand up. Let me. No, he's right, folks. He's not that heavy.
I'm a glorious 205 pounds.
He's no Twiggy.
I'm not a Twiggy. And, 5'10" tall, blah, 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 and all that kind of good stuff. My doctor says lose weight and all that kind of good thing. But some of these poor people, both men and women, they are really, it's terrible. And I feel sorry for them. I mean, they're stuffing them in there and you try to put the arm down so you have some space. Otherwise, they kind of crawl over into your area,
right?
And you feel, and I sometimes I allow that. I said to this one poor guy, I said, "Sir, there's no way you're going to get in this chair." He was sitting next to me. There's no way you're going to get into this one seat when I put my arm down. So I'll slide over as much as I can. I lifted the right side arm up, so we had a little bit more room. Otherwise, the guy wasn't going to get in the chair. Nice fella. We talked all the way to Los Angeles. That was a torture trip. Trust me. But I did it because
you're unusual, though, that way, Carl. I mean, there are very few people that I have traveled with who would lift up the arm so a pleasantly
plump or heavier set individual. And the man was so nice about it. He said, "Look, I'm sorry." I said, "Sir, there's just no way this is going to happen." And if I put that arm down, it was going to hit him in the leg. And it was gonna. And we had 5 hours of this nonsense to go through to get to the West Coast, 5.5 hours, whatever the heck it is. And I said, I'm going to lift the arm. But there's a courtesy thing going on here. You're back there with the minions, and I'm one of them. We all stand. Remember my observations from the middle of the crowd. I stand with everyone right in the middle of that crowd. Don't you think we could at least be courteous to each other? We're at 35,000 feet. What the heck are you going
to
do?
Well, you know, we're not even willing to talk to one another. You can have somebody come in, and you're sitting in one of the three seats back in coach, and people come in, and it may be excuse me or hello, but that's the last conversation you have. You are a very loquacious individual.
I'm a talker.
And people will start to talk to you.
I'll get in the conversation with anybody at any moment. Let's talk about you, and let's talk about what's... But that's why we're talk show hosts, you see. But I do that because it brings a camaraderie. Even if it's only a 20-minute conversation about their mother, I've learned more about their families than anything else. But it's camaraderie. We're in this together, and we're stuck here for 5.5 hours.
Which comes first in this very short segment? Courtesy or conversation?
Courtesy.
Okay. I would agree with that.
Courtesy.
If courtesy starts it, conversation must be the result.
Will follow.
Always has.
Always has. Rollin, close it up, as they say.
Well, it's 17, 16, 15. Oh, I'm not supposed to do that. Anyway, you're listening to Smith Sabatino on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Think Green.
Harrison with you. The latest diet fad is called the Paleolithic Diet, based on what cavemen ate eons ago. So popular is this diet now that Germany has opened one restaurant in Berlin which serves only organic fruits and vegetables, fish and eggs, meats, nuts, seeds, and herbs, as the first upright man used to consume. There's absolutely no dairy products or refined sugar or wheat-based breads. The caveman did not bake or drink from a cow. Why the craze? Well, it turns out this caveman diet is extraordinarily healthy for the human body.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 10-time All-Star and Olympic gold medal winner racked up 690 goals and 1,033 assists in his legendary career. He's the only person to win a Stanley Cup both as a player and an owner.
Full 2 minutes. Score!
So where is Mario Lemieux now? Mario was elected to the Hockey Hall of Fame after his first retirement in 1997 and is only the third player to resume a career after induction. He won his third cup in 2009, which was his first as owner of the Penguins. Mario received the Order of Canada in 2010, and the Penguins honored him with a statue in 2012. Mario Lemieux, Penguin for life. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.